Yeah, it's my
Love Talk Radio.
Is this thing on?
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
UCR.
Go.
We saying what we want, give it to you nonstop. When it plays anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna tell. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to Uncensored Radio. At least we've got some people that still love us. We are the guilty pleasure of guilty pleasures, and let me tell you, there have been people who have listened to our show and have been upset and even turned it off after the first 5 minutes. Fuck them, and hello and love you. That's all I've got to say to that. I am Karen Ashley. I am with Jeffrey Emmett tonight. How are you, Jeffrey?
Oh, you make me laugh.
I'm glad. And the gentleman who does more remixes to the opening show, Mr. Jamesy, he is our Puff Daddy of Puff Daddies. Jamesy, how are you?
I'm good. And yes, Tyler, you can go fuck yourself.
Oh, exactly.
Not even two minutes in.
I started it off because, you know, James was telling us a story right before we got on the air. And it was upsetting. It was troubling. It was things that we love to talk about on the radio.
Exactly.
Miss Katrina Johnson will be joining us shortly. So
hello.
I'm here.
Oh, there she is. Oh, hi. I didn't even know. Hi, Kat.
Hello.
How are you? You feeling better?
No, not really.
Do we need to buy you a Hello Kitty pooper scooper to poop and scoop behind you?
Yes, please, and some Hello Kitty wipes and some new Hello Kitty.
See, James, your life could be much worse. You could have a case of the rabies.
Bad seafood at Caesar's Palace is not good.
Yeah, you could have a case of the bad fish, and that's not a good thing. It's not a good look.
I've never been accused of having a bad fish, but I'll say I have some bad seafood. I'll say that.
There's always time for one. There's always time. Well, see, we were just about to talk about Mr. Jamesy. He was on the show on Friday telling us about this nice strapping lad that he had, you know, was potentially going out on a date with.
Yeah, the new guy. Uh-huh.
Yeah, this asshole of a guy already has let our Jamesy down. And we need to know all the dirty details, Jamesy.
Yeah, we do.
Well, it's like this. Like, you know, him and I were talking on Friday, and I said, you know, him and I have been talking, and he was really nice, and he was kind of feeding me compliments and just talking about, you know, and it kind of caught me off guard because he was complimenting me after one meeting, really. And then, you know, we're talking, and he asked me to go out with him, and I was like, well, if you want to hear my answer, listen to my radio show that I work on.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him all about it, told him how to listen, told him where to go, what to do. Whole
nine. So romantical,
Jamesy. He listens to the show for all of 5 minutes and then turns it off. I texted him at the end of the show because he never called in, you know, didn't have the opportunity to listen to me talking about him and saying, yes, I would go out with you. Now, I texted him at the end of the show and I'm like, hey, did you listen to the show tonight? He was like, I listened to all of 5 minutes of it and I couldn't take anymore. I had to turn it off.
We ruined his life, Katrina. It's all our fault.
Oh, we killed
him. No,
we killed our relationship.
Do you think you could text him right now and ask him specifically what made him turn it off after 5 minutes? Did he tell you?
Because we want to make sure and do that every single day.
I fucking deleted his number. Not going to lie. I deleted his number from my phone. Fuck him. Fuck Tyler. He can go... an electrical outlet for all I care. Honestly, I'm done with it. But it just pisses me off. It's like, you know, don't diss my radio family.
Wow. It's all good. We've got thick skin. Trust me, Tyler and what he did to us, we've had worse done to us.
Oh, I know. But I'm just saying, don't diss my family and expect to get in my pants. Just saying.
Ooh.
Right? I agree.
I like,
And
I agree. Yeah, bros and fam, bros before hoes. In this case, we're the bros. Well, I apologize, James, if we ruined your yet again another relationship for you, which it seems like a trend. We promise to do better, but we won't be better. I guess, you know, like they always said, if you can't behave, then be careful. So we're just going to be careful, but we can't behave. We can't make any promises. But we'll find you someone who's more corrupted like we are, so they'll just fit into the fold.
That works. I would be very happy with that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, we are on a mission to make your – find you somebody who's going to – this was quoted from you, or really badly quoted – make your body feel things it's never felt before. That's what you want, right? He said that's what he wanted out of a guy.
Exactly.
He told me a couple of shows ago. I mean, it might have been a week or two ago that he told me this, but it stuck in my brain.
Exactly.
So, get this. I have not talked to Jeffrey all weekend. This is the first, probably a year and a half. Like, we talk all the time, every day, at least once a day. We have not talked at all. Jeffrey, where have you been all my life?
I'm definitely going through withdrawal. It's been a little rough, girl. I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been walking around today like I'm folding laundry and taking care of bastard children. It's like something's just missing out of my mind.
It was me. I know. Sorry. Katrina Johnson.
Katrina.
Oh, you did? Oh, well, see, yeah. You got a little bit.
It wasn't much.
I'm talking about last night. Yesterday, like, my house has been fucking neglected since the summer. Like, just with everything in organization
and
whatever.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, I can't live like this anymore. I just can't do it. So we spent, like, all of Saturday or Sunday morning ripping the house apart and, you know, stripping all the beds, flipping the mattresses up, vacuuming, you know, the mattresses and the...
Stealing a midget mattress.
Yeah, making me nuts. Like, so we were going clean, and then about 3, 4 o'clock, I was like, all right, we're done. Let's go to the man cage and watch some Friends. Well, over the course of that, you know, we got a little
fucked up. You can't
call
it a man cave and you go in there and watch Friends. Like, you got to go in there and watch sports or something.
Right?
No, I watch Friends.
Watch football or boxing or
something.
Needless to say, me, Joe, and Magina are not in a state where we can drive, let alone walk outside.
Shocking.
At this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we decide we need a snack. So I called my cousin. It was like, yeah, why don't you bring me some Oreos? And he's like, no, this whatever football game's on, he can't do it. So I'm like, I know how to get this son of a bitch to bring us Oreos. I called Katrina. Was like, yo, can you call my cousin and ask him to bring me Oreos, please?
He seriously did that. His crazy ass seriously did that.
He pimped you out for some Oreos, Katrina?
Yeah, he pimped me out to pimp somebody else out.
Mm-hmm. He's such a user.
Yeah, oh, I know. And he's got no shame at all about it. None. He doesn't even feel bad.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, no. All I got to say is when we got up, and Katrina, like, I'm just going on. She's like, well, I'm at a meeting. I got off the phone, and all I could do was laugh. I mean, we were just giggling like three little bitches. It was ridiculous. Needless to say, I never did get Oreos, and I'm pissed.
Well, I don't have the cousin's phone number, and I was like, I'll Facebook him for you, but that's about that. But I don't think that cousin uses Facebook all that often. So there you
go.
She left me hanging, Karen. She didn't
You're
give me
so
Oreos.
Weird. But I knew you were wasted, so I could just tell. So I knew it was going to be okay. And then I had to get back to work.
Oh, no. Me and Magine were hugging on those Oreos for the rest of the night. Like, we were bitching as we were going to bed, that fucking Katrina.
Of course, it's all her fault. You
right.
Were drunk
it's my fault
to get Oreos.
Like, I was almost tempted to make amends with Christina just for some Oreos.
Ooh, that'd have been a good man.
Sometimes a bitch gotta do what a bitch gotta do. Know what I'm saying?
Basically.
I'm not talking about food. Change the subject.
Yeah, that's true. She's got a pooper scooper under her ass right now. Let's definitely change the subject. So who watched, since your man cave was underutilized this weekend, who watched the Manny Pacquiao fight and watched little Pacquiao get his ass beat and, like, knock the fuck out?
Wasn't
it horrifying?
It was amazing. It was wonderful. It was well overdue. Because I was at the original Pacquiao-Marquez fight, and Pacquiao actually lost the fight, but they didn't give it to him, to Marquez, because he didn't get knocked out. So this time around, I actually bet money on Marquez, because I was like, all he has to do is knock him out, which he could totally do. And so I thought it was long overdue. I thought Pacquiao had it coming. Even though I'm friends with his manager and the Pacquiao camp, I just honestly thought that he lost the first time and he definitely lost this time. I was glad.
Yeah. It was deep. Like, it was like, not that I'm a huge Pacquiao fan, but he's so little. And, like, when he hit the, when he got punched in the face and just, like, fell to the canvas, it was, like, so shocking. It was, like, pretty bad. I mean, it was a brutal fight. I mean, they were, to me, going toe-to-toe. But you're right. It had always been such a conspiracy, because if you got to knock the champ out. You can't just go in there. You can't just get a draw. If you're going to fight a champ, which Manny Pacquiao was, you got to knock him out. So they kept giving these fights to, you know, Marquez and everyone. You know, L.A., they were so pro-Marquez. And I think you're right. It was almost time where Pacquiao's been sitting on top long enough. It's almost like they're in this industry. They eventually want to see you get knocked out. And he got knocked out.
Hard, and his little tiny body looked so little, knocked out there on the
It did. He's like a little, like, teenage body. It was so
like
sad.
A baby.
Like a baby. He was bleeding, and it was just, Marquez was bleeding. It was a brutal, like, brutal brawl. But it was, like, one of the best fights. I mean, think about it, like, boxing's just not what it used to be, so I kind of was happy that they, you know, they went toe-to-toe like that. It was kind of good. Good for the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So what gets me is, okay, Manny Pacquiao's been this exceptional fighter. He's made tons of money. He's got tons of endorsements. And the first thing they have on the radio or in the newspaper this morning was, where does his career go from here? I love the way they just immediately go, okay, your career's over. You lose one time, your career's over. It's like, they will knock you off your pedestal real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So see what you missed out in your man cave, Jeffrey? You could have made bonbons or something and watched the fight.
You might as well have been speaking Mandarin, because I didn't understand any of that. No, nada.
Well, did you at least watch anything on TV this weekend other than Friends?
No, actually, not really. Oh, my God, yes.
Wow.
Holy shit. If you have Netflix, oh, Lord, this is, you have to go on Netflix. And it, what's it called? The Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. Have y'all seen this shit?
No. I care.
Oh, okay. That is everybody's homework for tomorrow's show. I believe it's
I
The Wonderful
Whites. I only listen to homework that's assigned by Ms. Karen Ashley.
Okay, well, bitch, I'm telling you right now, if you watch this, I'm not sure that you will ever be right again.
Then I'm not watching it. I'm already not right. What's wrong with you?
I know. Well, why you want to fuck us up even more? We got issues.
Because you will actually probably laugh hysterically. And then
What? What is it about?
Okay, so it's about this family in West Virginia. And redneck doesn't even come close to describing these folks.
What's it called?
It's not. It's like Honey Boo Boo-ish or worse?
Yeah, worse, worse.
Oh, wow.
Worse. Like, I mean, total rednecks. Like, it's by the guys who did Jackass, Dickhouse Productions. So, you know, like, they're obviously making fun of these people. But they followed them for a year. And, like, these fuckers are just insane. I really want you guys to watch it, because I want to get them on the show.
The wild and wonderful whites of West Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is
the moral of the story, they're just exploiting these really backwood, rednecky kind of people?
Oh, no, these rednecks, they're all about it. Like, they know what's going on, they loving it. The one bitch is like, I'll fuck you up, I'll cut you, I was going to kill that motherfucker, I was going to go to prison because I stabbed his ass. But my mama, she covered up, she cleaned up the blood and got rid of the knife, so there was no evidence. But she talked real slow. She was like, my mama. Then she's like, and then this other one gets on and talks like a dude, you know, and it's not very good looking. And she's like, well, I'm the sexy one of the whites, and I used to be a stripper, and I used to bring home $1,500 to $2,009, right in my boot. Yes, I did. And then the one chick, her kids, like, bouncing off the fucking wall. He drinks, like, 5 sodas, and he's, like, doing flips on the bed. And he's like, fuck that cocksucker you were with, Mom. I'll fuck him up. I'm like,
The kid?
The kids are fucked up. They're smoking pot around the kids.
It sounds a little too much for me, maybe.
It's insane.
Right.
Well, you know who came over and showed it to me was Big Cock. And I started watching it, and I really started to kind of get paranoid and panicky, like, I don't know if I can handle this. But then,
right.
We went to bed and shut it off. Brian left, and Joe went to bed because he couldn't handle it either. And then we got down to bed, and I'm like, I kind of got to finish this now. So I pulled it up on my phone, on the Netflix app on the iPhone, and I had to finish it before I could go to bed. I had nightmares all fucking night long. It was, like, deliberate.
Are you
gonna work.
Watch this?
Yes! Because I really want to have them on the show. Because it is funny. Like, if you just look at it from the funny, like, you're like,
I don't know.
These bitches are crazy. And they
wow.
fucking, none of them have jobs, but they all drive brand new vehicles.
How's that?
And the one bitch has a baby. They fucking, the one bitch, she's at, like, a drive-thru at Taco Bell. And she's like, I just went and picked me up 10 Oxycontin. For $8 a pop, I went and sold them for $10. Therefore, I made $10. It's called Hustle and Bustle, baby.
What?
Wow.
That's just like dysfunction to the 100th power. Like, I'm almost like saddened. Like, I even have a heart. I love dysfunctional TV because I obviously watch, you know, like Housewives, and I watch like The Shaw of the Sunset, but. If it gets too dysfunctional, I start feeling bad. I start feeling guilty.
No. Like, these people are proud of it. Like, you know, they're proud of who they are, and they're known throughout the county. Like, they have legislators and lawyers and officers from, like, the whole county. It's in Boone County, West Virginia. Start the thing, and they're talking about them. They're known through the whole county, and they're very proud of it, and they'll beat anybody's ass. It's kind of crazy. I'm telling you. Just check it out. Just watch the first 10 minutes. If you can get through
that.
What
channel is this on?
It's on Netflix.
I might be James's friend and go, I couldn't get through the first 5 minutes. I had to turn it off.
Katrina, do you have Netflix?
Yeah, but.
I do, and this is an assignment I can actually participate in. Because
if you don't, bitch, I will give you my login shit so you can watch it on your phone tonight when you go into bed.
Okay, send it to me. I'll do that. Because I have it on the TV, but it's hard to use. You know what I mean? Like, my TV does the internet thing, and it goes on, and it does Netflix from the TV, but I get confused.
Right. Yeah, I'll send
it.
Just get the app get the app for your phone, and I'll send you my shit. I'm just telling.
Right.
Just give me 10 minutes. Just watch 10 minutes, and if you don't want to watch any more, that's fine. But if you're as nosy as I am, you're gonna be like, "Well, I can't fucking turn this shit off now. I gotta know what these crazy bitches do."
Okay. I started doing that last night. I started watching a marathon of the show on HBO called Girls.
Uh-huh.
And have you guys
said?
Seen it?
No. What is that about?
It's like this young adult. She's like 24, and she gets cut off by her parents because she's 24 and it's time to get a job. She was working she had an internship. And then when she told them she needed to get paid, they basically fired her from the internship. And then she's got this dysfunctional, like, relationship with this kind of hot guy, but she's kind of gross. She's, like, a really ugly version of Bridget Jones. Like, frumpy, kind of fat, no style. But she's funny. She wants to be a writer, but she doesn't really have a clue. She doesn't really have a career, and so it's like her exploits in New York City. And at first, I'm like, this show kind of sucks. I bet it has to get better. I'm like, it has to get better. So I watched the second one, and I'm like, yeah, that was better. And then I watched the third one. I'm like, okay, that was better, too. So it got better. But
okay, now, I did watch that. I watched, like, the first episode. Isn't it filmed kind of funky, too?
Yes. And then there's, like, this eccentric friend who's English, and she's kind of like a little bit of, like, a gypsy type. She's hilarious. And then there's a neurotic cousin of the gypsy, and she's, like, this, like, 25-year-old virgin, and she's all crazy and wild and valley girlish and super hyper. And then they all go to a party, and then the virgin does crack by mistake. She thinks she's smoking pot, but she smokes crack. And then she takes off and she starts running, and she doesn't have any pants on, and the bitch is just running through the streets of New York pantsless on crack.
Oh, God.
It was so
Are you
funny.
Sure to say the same
stunned.
Show Jeffrey was watching?
Well, you know, have you guys heard the previews for the show that's going to replace Jersey Shore?
No. What is it?
It's kind of like that whole madness thing with, like, it's basically somewhere in the middle of the country, rednecks, riding four-wheelers.
I thought that's what you were talking about. I have seen the preview.
No, that's what I was telling Brian about it, because I don't even know how we got on the subject. And he was like, oh, well, you got to see this documentary then. This, what I was telling you guys to watch is a documentary. The show on MTV, I can't fucking wait, because if there's one thing I love, it's a good fucking hillbilly, except I have nightmares that I will get killed out by Joe's family because, well, frankly, there's a few hillbillies. Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't wouldn't mind that part of it, but, it's, you know, it's a little concerning.
Well, you know what's funny is that we've gotten fascinated with, like, it's like Jersey Shore. Like, we got fascinated with different groups or different minority groups that are kind of infamous. You know, you've always heard of, like, New Jersey, it was always, like, mafia, but now it's, like, a new generation. So people got interested in these, like, party kids. Like, people were partying it up on Jersey Shore for years, and it became a famous place to go and, like, hang out for the summer. And someone came up with the bright idea of, hey, let's just, like, take these kids
let's
and
film
let's see what happens. Yeah, and so same thing with the, like, everybody's heard of hillbillies and the things that they do and how funny it is and the way that they talk, and so now it's, like, kind of the thing to do. Like, it's almost like Honey Boo Boo opened up doors for the hillbillies.
Well, I have to tell you, Karen, like, it gave me ideas. I'm like, people actually got paid to go follow this family around for a year, or these people and these groups of people. Like, okay, so we've got rednecks. We had the Guidos that weren't really Guidos. I think we need a show with Mexicans.
Okay. I agree. Because Mexicans are hilarious. Like, if you follow my cousins, it would be, like, ridiculous.
Wait, now, is your mom Mexican?
Huh?
Is your mom Mexican?
Yes, my mom is Mexican.
Okay, I think she should be the star of the show.
I agree.
If you follow Viola, oh, my gosh, she would just die.
I would like to recommend Green to be on this show because I would like to watch him.
You were watching?
I recommend my favorite Green Ranger because he's Mexican and I would like to watch him.
Oh. I thought you were talking about weed. I was so confused.
I know, I was like... It was like she kind of cut out, and all I heard was green, and I didn't know what she was talking about. I was like,
come on, guys. Get your head in the game. What else would I be talking about? Why do I care about weed? I don't.
Well, I know. That's why I was so confused.
It's like a Dom Perignon bottle or something, like, you know, some Cristal in a green version, like Christmas version or leprechaun version. Then she'd care, but other than that, yeah. It's Power Rangers and... And champagne.
That's true. I did go to a fancy brunch this weekend because it's getting cold out, so everything is turning from pool parties to, like, day club brunch parties. And there was lots of Dom going on this weekend and a little bit of Cristal. And all my girlfriends were at this brunch that was, like, kind of like a Cirque du Soleil-themed brunch day club. It was pretty sick. But we're having this amazing, luxurious feast, popping champagne, and it's super nice, super classy. And then all of a sudden, I hear this farting sound right behind me, like, I'm like, are you kidding me? And
it wasn't me.
The thing is, we're all dressed up. It's this classy affair, and we're like, what the hell is that? Who's doing that? What is that? It's gross. We're trying to eat. And then I look behind me. And it's one of the dancers, one of the little Cirque du Soleil girls, and she's all dressed up in, like, a white tutu and a white corset, and she's dancing with this thing, this, like, I don't even know what you call it. It looked like a giant yo-yo, and it lit up, and it was on a string in between two, like, chopsticks. A giant neon light-up yo-yo in between two chopsticks, and her yo-yo was farting. I thought that was the funniest thing ever, and I took a video of it that I plan on posting on the website because you guys have to see. Can you imagine sitting at a super nice brunch? It kind of looked like Alice in Wonderland, like a Mad Hatter's Tea Party brunch. Super classy, super nice, super chic, and then you got this girl dancing behind you farting with her yo-yo.
I can't even imagine. Sounds like
it was a good time, though. It was hilarious. It was fun. We got up and we started the conga line. Like, we got crazy at brunch.
Well, that's cool.
They begged us to come back every weekend for free.
Now, is that where you got the bad fish?
No, I got that at Caesar's Palace. I don't want to talk about that.
Yowza. We're glad that, you know, you had time, and we're very glad that that girl's yo-yo was farting, because, I mean, if you can post that video, that'd be fabulous.
Oh, I will. I'm glad it wasn't a person. But in other news, what you got for us, Miss Ashley?
What was that?
I said, in other news, what do you have for us, Miss
Ashley? It's
9:26,
not 9:30.
If Jamesy hits the music cue, I've got all kinds of stuff to talk to you about.
Hey.
Okay, so you guys know this is the off the dome news. You know, I just kind of read the news all day, and then I kind of come up with a story to talk about. Well, big breaking news yesterday. I want to send my respect to a very famous banda singer. Her name is Jeannie Rivera. A lot of people in America knew her, but a lot of people didn't. But she is a woman who was a famous Mexican-American singer who pretty much broke down the walls in banda music, because mostly that's kind of like a male-dominated style of Mexican music. So she was one of, if not the first, but one of the first females to sing that style of music and really become famous. She was an accomplished songwriter, singer, mother of five. She was a reality star. And she unfortunately died in a plane crash this Sunday. It was confirmed that there were no survivors on the plane, her along with her entourage and two pilots. So our respect, our prayers, love, I'll go out to her. She will definitely be missed. People from Jennifer Lopez to there's so many people who have been tweeting today because they just can't believe the tragedy, but we definitely send our love. And on another note, I know Jeffrey's going to be so excited to know that the Million Moms have yet again started to complain. Yes, the Million Moms, they are the moms who don't have shit else to do. But now they're complaining again about Ellen. Ellen is the featured spokesperson for JCPenney's, and she has released a new commercial where she's basically playing around and kidding around with some elves. Well, they have spoken out and basically have said that as Christians, we should, you know, let our wallets do the talking this year. They do not like that Ellen is a spokeswoman for JCPenney, which I think it's crazy. They've also this year have spoken against the Urban Outfitters and Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. I mean, who was hurt by the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show? Beautiful ladies, beautiful lingerie, get over it. I'm thinking these women are like, you know, stay-at-home moms who, like, don't like them like themselves.
I think they're a band of organized haters.
Yeah. Like, how are you going to hate? Like, we need to get one of these women on the show. We need to figure out what the hell is driving these women. I understand political views, maybe even, you know, religious views, but come on. Like, Ellen is a hilarious comedian. She needs to be hired because she's funny and she can sell clothes and sell products, and it is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think
so. And what I love about this organization is that they're 1 million moms and they only have 51,000 likes. I think they missed out their calculations.
Wow, somebody's telling the fib. Anyways, on another note.
I think you should get one of them on the show. We need them. Sorry.
Yeah.
I agree.
So
I can't wait to piss them off.
Yeah, we were talking about this, and I was like, it would be an hour of us just screaming. It would be, well, I don't want to bring up this argument, but it would be like an argument we had last month. Anyways, on another note, LeAnn Rimes, I don't know if you guys saw her on TV this weekend, but she was on the news crying and pouting and denying, you know, that she was, you know, she had an eating disorder. She also went on the defense and said, you know, it was such a horrible thing that happened when she slept with someone else's husband, and she didn't mean to do it. And, of course, you know, their love was probably bigger than whatever. So, needless to say, this girl has been spiraling out of control. She's been to rehab. She was recently accused by her husband's baby mama that she is addicted to laxatives. And, of course, she's denied it. But Brandy from The Housewives of Beverly Hills says, no, she is addicted to laxatives. How do I know? Because my kid thought one of those laxatives were a Skittle, and he ate one, and he got deathly ill. So, you know, the war continues with these people, but what do you expect? She broke up a happy home, and, you know. She's real skinny, so it makes sense.
I used to like her until I started watching Real Housewives, and then I got some dirt on her. Now I don't like her anymore.
I know. Well, it's funny because I used to like her until I used to work at this really high-end jewelry store. And outside of the store, you know, TMZ stayed posted up. Like, they just were always there, always there. And one day, she would always come to this neighborhood in Malibu called Cross Creek, and they would chase after her throughout the store, and she would go from store to store. She'd walk outside, stand there for no apparent reason, and paparazzi would just swarm her and take all kinds of pictures. And this was right around the time that her and Eddie had come out about the affair, and they kind of moved in together and were living in Malibu. And it wasn't until one day that I was hearing those guys, like, we got to know them, and they were like, she calls us and tells us she's coming to the mall or she's coming out here. And I was like, are you kidding me? And he goes, yes. You know, she's so ashamed that she had this affair, but yet she calls us and wants us to swarm her. And who knows, he could be lying. But if a paparazzi's telling you that they get phone calls, I kind of believe it.
I don't know.
It's kind of crazy.
I believe it because he's got nothing to lose by telling you. He's got nothing to lose and nothing to gain.
Right, like, who am I? I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to announce it on, Uncensored Radio a couple months later, but who am I? So, needless to say, another paparazzi princess has been traipsing around the United States, Lindsay Lohan. She's back in the news. Of course, we all know that her, you know, bank accounts got seized. She's now complaining that she can't pay her rent. She's supposedly begging all of her friends to help her pay her $8,000 a month mansion. And she also kind of duped. I don't know if you've ever seen Million Dollar Decorators on Bravo. She kind of duped them out of some money because she had them go into her house and basically decorate her house for $200,000. They made it all fly and fresh, and she filmed a couple segments with them, and they were supposed to film the big reveal. Well, when it came time to do the big reveal, she canceled on them, and she has not been available. Yeah. And now they say it's almost impossible to film the house because the house is trashed. So that $200,000 of decorating that the Bravo paid for, you know, lo and behold, Lindsay didn't show up for her curtain call, and, you know, they're kind of out of the money. So they might be filing some charges. But she's also in the news because she's supposedly dating one of the guys from The Wanted. And she's, like, sitting at the front row of all of his concerts. So she too worried about money. I'm just saying. So anyway, the person who shouldn't be worried about money and has made even more money, Beyonce, actually signed a $50 million deal with Pepsi. So she just renewed her Pepsi contract for $50 million. Like, this bitch needs any more money, and I wonder why none of us are her illegitimate child. We need to, like, go have an affair with Jay-Z or something. Katrina, get on that. She's also going to be the halftime performer for the Super Bowl. So this bitch just gets more and more successful.
Wow.
Very happy for it. $50 million, guys, to sell some Pepsi. It's amazing, but that's the end of my Off the Dome news. That's all I got today. That's funny. So, $50 million. $50 million. Like, Beyonce's got enough money. When does it end?
I'm sorry. I think Beyonce is overrated. I know you might hate me, Karen, but I think she's
overrated.
I don't
hate you. I don't think she's worth $50 million to sell Pepsi. I don't know that if she did a Pepsi campaign that I'm going to go switch from Diet Coke to Diet Pepsi. I just don't see it happening.
I don't either. Now, when Britney did it, I switched from Coke to Pepsi. I'll give you that. But
yeah.
And Britney's were short-lived. Her little campaign was very short-lived. But I was a Pepsi fan. But I don't know, man. I don't think $50 million is. I don't think she's gonna sell $50 million worth of Pepsi.
I mean, you gotta give it up to her people, though. They're negotiating these big ass deals.
And
like, she not only got this deal.
I respect the hustle, but I just don't think that, you know, worth it. I don't really like her singing. I love her songwriting, and I love how she markets herself, but I don't like her performance. I don't like her singing, and I think she's overrated. But I think she would be a phenomenal, phenomenal producer.
I like her I like her songs, but, I mean, it's like they are what they are. Like, it's not like, you know, like she has an ability, and she has a stage presence, and she can put on a show. But to me, it's like it hasn't really changed much from the Destiny Child day. So it's kind of like it's kind of the same thing. And now I'm oftentimes surprised that we're still kind of like I was shocked she got the Super Bowl halftime show. You know, I guess I'm shocked in the sense that why should she get it? She doesn't really have a hit album out right now. But I was also shocked in the sense of. Yeah. You know, I mean, I get her people are master negotiators, but it's like, harder of all people, like, there's so many other artists that could have potentially done it. I don't know. It just blows my mind.
But, I would have probably rather seen Rihanna do it. At least she's got some songs on the radio right now.
Yeah. Oh, you know what, though? I hate Rihanna live. Like, she's so boring. She bores me.
I saw her live. I love her songs, but I don't like her live.
Yeah, I love her songs. Like, her songs I love. I can sing in the car. But, and her videos are great. But her on stage, snore.
Now you're right.
It.
She's boring. Yeah, she's boring.
Boring. But I guess if we had to pick somebody, I guess I don't know anybody else, any female that could have done it, unless you're going
to
go, like, old
I'd
school.
Like to see Katy Perry.
Yeah,
give me that bubblegummy poppy bullshit. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see anybody who is relevant.
Right. It would have been awesome. But needless to say, this bitch, you know, she's going to have a big year. Super Bowl's in January, so she's going to kick it off with a bang. She'll have 50 million Pepsi commercials floating around, and then we'll see her on the halftime show.
I get it. like, none of her last couple albums have been good. I haven't liked any of them. The last one that I even remotely liked was that one with What's That Song? To the Left, to the Left.
Oh, right, yeah.
The B-Day album.
Yeah, that was it. That was the last one that I even
remotely
liked.
I didn't even write that one. Neo wrote that one. Neo's amazing. He can write for a woman. Like, he wrote that song. He wrote, did he write Umbrella?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he's written so many hits. Like, that dude is, like, set just off of royalties, I'm sure, for his songwriting.
And he's a good boy. Like, we went out together. We were partying at Hayes in Vegas. And he was singing, and we were there together because we have the same attorney. So we were hanging out. And besides being really nice, he was really humble, really good to his fans. And he didn't even drink, party. He wasn't inappropriate. Like, he was a good dude.
Wow.
Why don't you get these guys on the show?
Because he's busy.
Well, speaking of shows, we all know what happened last week where the Australian radio show played a prank on a couple of nurses at the London hospital that Kate and Willie were at. And, you know, a couple days later, we found out about the nurse who committed suicide. So it's been, like, the top story for days, days, and days. And, you know, the DJs went into hiding. I think yesterday they finally came out and they did a television show and they were crying and they're upset and they're very remorseful about even being involved. Like, they're just like, you know, obviously the situation's deeper than what we thought, and the fact that we're even involved in this is just, it's like so brutal. I mean, it's really sad. It's really, really sad when you see these people because they, you know, they obviously didn't mean for someone to be so upset that they would kill themselves.
Right.
But this radio station has a history of actually, getting in trouble and actually playing pranks and actually doing bad things. This radio station that the two were on is called Today FM. And, you know, they're definitely no stranger to controversy. They end, 2009, they had another show with two other DJs. I believe their names were, Kyle and Jackie O, very popular show. They had prompted a listener for $1,000 prize to, like, convince her sister that her mother was, you know, hurt, was, you know, bleeding. Like, you know, they had this woman call her sister to the point where the sister, like, was freaking out so bad on the radio. She called 911. She was crying. You know, it was like this sister really thought, oh, my God, my mom is about to die. She's in pain. She's in trouble. And so the radio station gets in trouble, obviously, because of the 911 call, and the fire department rushes over there, and the mom is obviously not in trouble. And then later that year, in 2009 also, the same radio show, they kind of tricked a teenager into doing a lie detector test. And then they get the teenager's mom to come on the show and grill the teenager about her sex life.
Good ratings. Wow.
Exactly. So they get this kid, and the mom is like grilling her. Well, lo and behold, in the midst of the grilling, the teen breaks down and, like, is very upset and actually admits to her mom on the radio that she was raped at the age of 12. So they didn't see that coming. And so a police investigation, they got a fine, you know, from, you know, the broadcasting gurus of all gurus. So it's like this station signed, and it was like all three occasions the head people signed off on these pranks. Like, yeah, do it. It'll be good radio. Yeah, do it. And so, I mean, we're a radio show, and we pretty much talk about any and everything. We don't censor ourselves at all. So at what point do you draw the line? And at what point, you know, do we, you know, as radio hosts, kind of take responsibility for what kind of comes out of our mouths? What do you guys think?
Well, hold up.
Okay, I'll say this. I don't think that giving a teenager a lie detector test is bad. I think that's good radio. I think it's funny. I think it could be juicy depending on how it's handled. How on earth are they supposed to tell that this girl's been raped? I mean, that's not the shitty circumstance.
It's almost like this lady.
How are they supposed to know she clearly had a pre-existing condition? Because a normal, sane person does not commit suicide, you know?
Right. Also, the embarrassment.
Problem. Yeah, so, I mean, they're just, I think, unfortunate as far as their circumstance, and they need to stop doing pranks, but I don't necessarily think that the pranks that they did were wrong. I think the one convincing the other sister that the mom was in pain, I think that's dirty. I don't agree with that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I don't think that there's any, I don't think that they could have foreseen that the one girl would have said she was raped. I mean, maybe they shouldn't have done it live, and they could have edited.
Right. Oh, that's true, because, I mean, a lot of radio stations really aren't live. Like, they pre-tape, you know, everything, just to kind of control.
I don't know anybody that does
that. Well, we're live, and if you don't think we're live, you can call in and give us your thoughts at any moment. But you're right. We even pre-tape. I mean, there are times around the holidays we have to do that because people are traveling. We don't want to give you a half-assed show, so we do pre-tape to make sure you get a show. But wait, I mean, this is my thought. Like, a lot of people were bringing up the whole thing. They're like, why are these DJs getting, like, the wrath? When it sounds like the hospital really came down on that woman. Like, when she, because if you listen to the phone call, she kind of answered the phone. They asked for her. She goes, oh, this is the queen, you know, whatever, whatever. And she goes, oh, okay, hold on. And she just puts the call through. And she's the one who killed herself. Now, the one who actually gave away the vital information, you know, is saying, well, the only reason I gave it away is because I thought she had screened the phone call. And I thought, you know.
Right.
But it's almost like they were kind of placing blame. And then it also comes to, like, where they're going, well, what exactly did the hospital do or how did they scold them? To where this woman was so upset and so just shamed that she felt like, I got to take my life. Like, I can no longer live. Like, why are the DJs getting all the flack? You know, it was just a prank. It was just a game, you know. What are your thoughts, Jeff? What do you think about it all? Because we talk pretty candidly on our show.
I don't know. I think it's all kind of nuts, and I think it's kind of scary when you think about it all.
Right.
I mean, we've kind of had it happen to us, you know, in the beginning of this. And so, I mean, it's kind of nuts, and I think it's just, it's scary, and I feel like you're never going to know how the situation is going to go until you're in it, but I don't know. It's so touchy. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It almost made me, like, kind of, like, say, do I now kind of watch what I say, or do you just kind of go, you know, what are the chances? It's good radio to be spontaneous. It's good radio to be uncensored. It's even good radio to have some fun and play pranks and joke around. And, you know, it's good radio, you know. You never anticipate somebody would do something so tragic.
Well, I think the thing is, it's totally okay to be yourself. You're not going to tell somebody, go out and hurt yourself or go out and kill yourself, you know.
Right.
I don't think that you would ever do that. I don't think that that's really a concern of ours. But I think as far as the media in general, I think most media outlets are pretty dirty. I definitely blame them for the death of Princess Diana. I definitely think that they say that Amy Winehouse killed herself with her overdose because of extra media scrutiny, and countless other celebrities have OD'd and died from this, like, you know.
Right.
With,
well, they
River
obviously
Phoenix.
They make it a lot worse, you know.
Right. But that doesn't mean that they cause it, you know. They take a pre-existing condition and make it worse. I mean, in Princess Diana's case, that's not the case, but, like, I don't know. I think the media should kind of claim a little responsibility for their own part in all of this. I don't
right.
think that necessarily one individual radio phone call is responsible for someone's death, but I do think that countless, you know, encounters with the paparazzi and other media outlets and that sort of thing and living under a microscope, I think that could contribute to it.
Right. Well, Jeffrey kind of alluded to, like, something that happened to us early on in the show. Well, we got an actually, it caused a huge
mm-hmm.
fight, like, between co-hosts. This was back in the day when Lord Baltimore was on the show. We kind of had a scare. We had a listener. I don't know if it was a prank or I don't know what it was, Jeffrey. What do you think?
I don't think
it was
a prank. I think it was real.
No. Yeah, and I
yeah.
think it was just stupidity.
Yeah. We had a listener give us some very troubling news and kind of allude that they were going to do something to themselves and hurt themselves. And so our reaction was to pull the show, let's stop it. Like, we were, that day, I think we were talking about something stupid. Like, it wasn't even a serious topic. Like, we were kind of, like, horsing around. And we just really felt like, you know, this is not the time to do a show like that. This is not the time to, like, pretend like we didn't just kind of get this really scary news. And, like, we literally called 911. We were so afraid for this person. Thankfully, nothing happened, nothing, you know, but it became a really big fight because it kind of, like, you know, Lord Baltimore wanted the show to go on, and he was like, what? I don't want to put on a rerun, because we were like, put a rerun on or do something. He didn't want to put a rerun on, and me and Jeffrey were like, oh, hell no. And I think that was kind of around the time we used to do the show separately, Kat. So it was like,
yep.
we told you about it, and you were like, axe the show, what the fuck, you know, do what you got to do to make sure that person's okay. But it was
yeah.
so strange on how we were definitely divided. But
mm-hmm.
I think we were responsible, because even us, we're crazy. We always call ourselves, you know, dumbasses. We say any and everything. But even in that moment, we had to be responsible adults.
Well, yeah, because,
so,
you know, sometimes there are some things like someone's life that are more important than ratings, and we realize that, you know.
Correct.
I think actually we were going to do a show on bullying, and we didn't want a show on bullying or, I think, at the time in the news, some kid that was being bullied committed suicide, and we didn't want to do
right.
any topic that was at all anything to do with anything.
Right, we don't want anything close to related,
well,
you're right.
Well, if you remember,
right.
like, it was all connected because Jake was going to call in and be a part of that episode because the week before we had talked on his show about the gay kid that jumped off the bridge because his roommate taped him. Like, it was all nuts, so it was, like, all kind of connected.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all nuts. But it was like at that moment we were like, we will talk about anything but bullying and suicide. Like, we do not want to touch those two things with 10-foot pole. Like, it was just scary, freaky, the whole shebang.
It just wasn't a good look.
No. Because, I mean, those are all serious issues, and those are all things that are near and dear to our heart. And we all had really, like, varying opinions on those subjects. So it was like almost not the time nor the place to kind of have an argument on what you thought about bullying and what you thought about suicide. And, you know, it was almost like, give it a rest. So, but,
well,
yeah.
And it really let us know that we were, all three of us were on the same playing field, and Lord Voldemort was way off on his own.
We should have known then what it was going to come to flourishing. That was our sign, guys.
The thing is it was close to home for that fool. And he was the one
right.
that was all about exploiting it and, like, had sent tweets to Jake. And it was trying to lie about it and make it sound like I was just trying to cause drama. And I'm like, and I had said to you guys, what had killed me was that situation. Like, that he should understand and have more sympathy, because he did not care. He was like, why? And he was mad that I even told Karen what was going on. He was so
yeah.
pissed.
Right. And I was so happy that you told me, because I was like, at the end of the day, I just want to make sure, I mean, we're very thankful for our fans, and all of us were like, we just want to make sure this person's okay. Like, forget the show for 1 second. This is bigger than even the show. And we love this show. Like, this show is like our little unborn baby. None of us have children, and this is why, because it's like Uncensored Radio is a little unborn bastard baby that we love so much. We were like, forget the bastard baby. We need to take care of our fan, our friend, you know, blah, like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
That was a little crazy. But that just goes to show you, if we, us lunatic bunch, can take responsibility for our show and the impact of our message, then it's not that hard, and the other rest of the media all over the world can do the same.
Right.
I just piss people off, and I don't care because I actually believe it, but I'm not out to hurt anybody.
Right.
And
Oh, go ahead. No, please, you.
I was going to say, I don't think that that radio show should be in trouble for the suicide, because in this instance, I don't think that was bad. I don't think that they should have ever played that interview or prank where they got the little girl to admit that she'd been harmed. That's not cool. And I am not okay with them, you know, convincing a daughter that her mom is in pain and hurt. I think that's dirty and low. But I do think that that their little prank on getting the details of Kate Middleton, I do think that was harmless, and I don't think they should be in trouble or under scrutiny for that. But
right.
I do think the media should be more careful in what they get people to do.
Yeah, I thought it was golden. Like, we literally, at that time, I remember we did a show right before we found out that the one, we thought it was golden. Like, how clever, how classic, how, like, ingenious. You know, and it's really sad that it ended so tragically. And these people, I feel my heart breaks for them every time. I saw the one DJ on the news, the woman, and she was bawling. Like, she was so hurt. And, I mean, hurt. I mean, it's just, like, the worst nightmare you can think of. So, I mean, you know, and then, like, a couple days later, it's like, boom, you get hit with this ton of bricks. And it's like, oh, man, that sucks. It's like a tough break. Such a tough break. Because it could happen to anybody, because this day and age, news, entertainment news, radio, it's so, like, carefree. Like, it's definitely not conservative, you know. Most news networks and radio stations are doing fun, off-the-cuff kind of things. Like, people are into that.
Yeah.
Right.
So, it could happen to anybody. But long story short, their show's been pulled. And definitely. And, you know, they may or may not go back to doing the show.
Well, they should get other jobs, because they're just, their third strike, they're out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was playing this radio station
it's maybe just time to move on.
Well, you know, the sad part is the other two pranks were by another radio show. Same station, but a different set of hosts, and, you know, it was years ago, 2009. But this same radio station signed off on all three pranks. So it's kind of like they're probably going to catch the wrath, this radio
show. It's just the station that's in trouble then, and not the host.
Well, the hosts are in trouble because they've been suspended, so they don't have jobs, you know. And I don't see them getting other jobs, you know, because of the little cloud that's now over them. So,
well, I'm glad we still got this job, and I think that everyone should take a like us on Facebook. Just saying.
I think so, too. I absolutely think so. So, yeah, you can find us on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter at Uncensored Radio.
And I think that's a wrap.
Yeah, it's totally a wrap. And you can go to our
website?
Our website, which is whatever that thing is, you know, www.myuncensoredradio.com. But I guess, you know, I don't even know what to say. I guess you continue to prank, but you just kind of be careful. I don't know. Like, it's so off the wall.
Just keep it responsible and pre-tape your pranks. That's all I'm
saying.
That's
right. If you want us to phone tap anybody
Jeff
for you,
Karen,
just let us know.
We'll pre-tape it. Make sure it's safe.
Go.
We're saying what we want. Give it to you non-stop. And it's late anytime. Not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Bye.